33 years as head of the Apostle Islands Cruise Service. This is as tough as things have gotten for owner Dave Struck. With fuel at $4.26 a gallon and riders down from years past, he's concerned he won't be able to make ends meet.
It's creating a situation where I don't think I can sustain that particular service if things don't change, and I don't know how they're going to change.
Struck's solution, get a smaller boat. He's thinking of downsizing from his 80-passenger Island Princess to a 15-passenger cruiser.
Something's got to happen. 80 passengers cost a lot more than a 15-passenger. And our average ridership on that particular boat is down to 17 right now.
More than 80,000 people visit the Apostle Islands lakeshore every year, many through the excursion boat, which stops at three of the 21 islands. Apostle Islands Superintendent Bob Krummenacker realizes the economy and gas prices have changed the vacation equation.
I'm sure that he and I will be speaking a lot about that plan. He's under contract to us, so we'd want to work with him as closely as possible to make sure that we're serving the visitor.
Krummenacker does say the number of visitors is down 10% so far this season, but it's still too early to gauge if that's a problem with poor weather conditions, gas prices, or the economy. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.